a guy was ahead of me first. I was like, buddy, you got to get, he's like, I got to get to flight two. I was like, no. I was like, if you got to get to a flight as fast as I do, you're going to be moving faster. So how about you get out of my way?
Exactly.
And then he moved out of my way. Cause with a guy, I'm going to fucking punch you in the fucking head.
Whereas a girl gets an elbow at most.
Well, no, girls, you can't hit them. And then there's people videotaping. You got to fucking, like, you got to worry about that. She, oh, and then the girl, she's like, she goes, you is a skinny bully. She called me a skinny bully, and she had no idea.
Why, thank you.
It made me so happy.
Please, after you.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I'm seeing a black. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, he likes the format.
We're here. Welcome to the 1000th episode of the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Damn, son. Welcome to the new studio. Studio C here at the Gas Digital Studios. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We've been fucking building
studio
up.
Studio C, we could be like L.A.
That's what I said. No, it looks a little less LA than I was picturing.
No, this isn't fucking LA.
Well, because everyone's looking forward. That's New York. The LA is like, you know, two guys on a couch, like really chatting.
Yeah, yeah.
Really getting to know each other.
Crossing their legs deeply.
Really getting to know each other.
No. It's a little different. We have the screen we can look at. We can pull things up. This is the new Gas Digital, folks. This is the new times, a new era for us. This is the Real Ass Podcast. Shout out to everyone watching live right now in the Racist Live Chat, GasDigital.com, the new GasDigital.com. No problems for, how long has it been since we've not had problems now? Weeks. Go post it. Go tweet about it. Go post it on Reddit. Go post it on Facebook about the new fucking site, about how great it is. Don't just hate on us, you pieces of shit. Make sure you guys give us a little bit of love as well. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Zach, you look like you're on. It looks like you're frozen.
I'm pulsating. I didn't know not to wear green today.
Oh, I realize what this show looks like. This looks like we're about to rate skateboard fails. Like, oh snap, dog! That guy just got owned by that curb, yo.
You just described your own look, by the way, Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's, I'm part of the problem here.
And we brought in a fake black friend, our security guard.
Yeah. Look, we're very excited. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to put in these lighting panels and these screens and everything that's here. The new Gas Digital Studios, we have, I mean, dozens of studios here. All the shows have their own custom studios. This is real lighting here, by the way. This isn't any like cheap shit or any green screen things. We are actually out here doing some amazing stuff. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat. Benjamin said, did this just start? Beef Squatch said, waste of money. No, hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's not a waste of money. It's fucking incredible.
You couldn't afford not to, if you ask
exactly.
Me.
Most Up says, you're awesome, Lewis. Omega Jordan says, I like it. We are fucking crushing it right now. Positive feedback left and right. Welcome to the show. We have two incredible guests. As always, a special 1,000th episode. We fucking brought in some of the big guns. We love you guys. These guys are fucking hilarious. You know him and love him from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Dave Temple's back on the show.
What's up, man? Lewis, this is amazing. Congratulations, amazing,
thanks,
dude.
Man.
This is really dope, man.
I appreciate it, brother. And also, you know him from the Boys cast. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Long returns to the show.
You already know what it is. We out here. You know what I mean? L.A., we just got to do our thing.
We got to do it, yo. There, nobody likes wiggers, but wiggers did come back in a big way, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of them that sort of slide. There's no one that's really popular that isn't a bit of a wigger right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, and it's not a hate, but like Schultz is a wigger, right? Pete Davidson's a wigger.
Every one of those LA comics.
That was the winter of wigger, right?
Yeah, they're all kind of wigger, even if they're not wiggery. Like a guy like
Pete
Santino.
Pete Davidson's still up in the air for me. I think he's between W and...
Oh,
whatever.
It's white guys throwing black guys a little bit of a bone. Be like, how about if we talk with like you? Would that help?
Yeah. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs right out of the way, and then let's get into it. I'm very, very excited. Thank you for everyone in the Race to Live chat for posting pictures of my girlfriend over and over again. Specifically asked you not to, but why not, guys? Thank you very much. What are you plugging on? Ryan Long, what you plugging on?
Plugs?
Yeah, let's plug it up.
Uh-oh. Lost my phone.
Dave okay. Temple, what you plugging on?
Temple's on the plug.
No Need for Apologies is the podcast. Check it out here on the network every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Also, check us out on the road. Derek and I will be in Houston at the Secret Group June 10th. Come see us live. And here in New York City, City Wineries, July 20th. Follow us at NNFA Podcast.
Love it. Love it. Long, what you plugging on?
Next weekend, I'm in Tampa, and two of the shows are already almost sold out. So come to that. San Diego, Salt Lake City. Then I'm doing New York, Gramercy, a couple shows, Tacoma, Kansas City, and then Los Angeles, Irvine, Toronto, and the Boys Cast on YouTube and everywhere else.
Love it. Love it. Zach Amico.
Check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance on Thursdays. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight, and I'll be on the road this weekend with Lewis.
Yeah, this weekend we're going to be at Mohegan Sun. If you're watching live, Mohegan Sun, four shows, Thursday to Sunday. Myself, Zach Amico, and the Great Paco is going to be there as well, hosting, which is a lot of fun. Lots of other stuff coming up. I got Grand Rapids, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Chicago. Actually, Chicago's being rescheduled. Sorry, Zanies Rosemont. I got asked to do Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour. So I'm doing four dates that weekend. It's going to be Nebraska and a bunch of other dates. So wherever Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour is that weekend, I will be there. But then I will be in Detroit. Legion of Skanks live shows coming up. We're going to be in the New England area, Boston, New Hampshire, and then the big theater at Comics as well. Me and Dave Smith and Zach and Robbie Bernstein going out to England, looks like, in September. I got Austin coming up in September. And I am recording a brand new half-hour special. Tickets just were released yesterday. They're almost sold out for mine and Dave shows, but you can get tickets for any of the shows. Six different comedians filming half-hour specials for Gas Digital, July 10th, 11th, and 12th here in New York City at the Cutting Room. It's myself, Dave Smith, Colin Turrell, Jordan Jensen, Rich Voss, and Kurt Metzger. An incredible lineup of comics over the course of three nights, two shows per night. Tickets are free. Just go to gasdigital.com/30. Grab those tickets for any of the special tapings. There's still some left for the 10 o'clock for me and Dave, but grab tickets for all of them if you can, please. The more the merrier. It's going to be a really special week of comedy for everybody involved.
So I actually think those are super sick. I was liking the lineups.
Thank you, dude.
No, the whole thing was... And the fact they're coming out on the other people's YouTube channels, I was like talking to some of the people and Kurt and Colm and Jensen doing the specials. It's actually like such a sick idea.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I think, look, if people are like, oh, how are you guys going to make money on it? You're not selling it. We're not. We're investing into
comedy.
Well,
that's even why I kind of saw that. And I was like, that made it even like cooler where you just straight up did it.
No, yeah. Well, so we have the deal in place. It's not like we're making people fucking pay us back, which is usually the deal when you deal with a production company. You have to like recoup the cost.
Yeah, the record label deal.
Yeah, and that's not what we're doing. We're looking at this as an investment into the business. And we want to be a player in the stand-up space just as much as in the podcasting space. And I think Gas Digital is doing that. We've released some specials in the past, and now we're going to start doing this at the very least once a year. But it looks like we're going to do this every 6 months. We're going to pick another six, and we're going to do a new half hour, a new six half hours.
Are you going to put them on the site first?
Oh, no. No, they're going straight up to YouTube first.
Either way, I was pretty impressed by it.
If I had a guess, we'll probably do like an extended cut with like some extra crowd work that'll be up on the website that'll live forever. But yeah, let's fucking talk about some shit. Oh, yeah.
Plane debacles.
I won't even get into it. It was a goddamn nightmare yesterday, and I did a fucking really good job at not freaking out right up until literally the last minute, the last fucking minute, because it was all day. I get to the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I have a 5:30 a.m. flight out of Lafayette. Got a transfer in Houston because it's a little regional airport, right? And
four gates.
It's a little tiny airport, right? And I get there, and we're just kind of sitting there. Me and my girl are just kind of like zoning out, not really thinking about it. 5:30 hits, and I'm like, we're not on the plane. What is going on right now? Like, nobody said anything. Like, we haven't been called. So I go over, and I was like, what's going on? And then she literally hits a button, and it changes, and it says, now it's delayed till 6:30. And I'm like, oh, well, now I'm going to miss my connecting flight. You guys didn't say anything. So I have to change my flight. They keep on pushing it back. At like 8 o'clock, I'm like, what is going on? And then they go, oh, well, actually, there's a mechanical issue. We had to wait for... a mechanic to open up in another city an hour away because they don't have a mechanic.
The hour away mechanic is so funny.
It's psychotic. And I was like, wait a minute. So why weren't you, when were you going to tell me that if 4 o'clock, if they said, hey, we have a mechanical issue, the guy's not even awake yet, just so you know, I would have rented a fucking car and just driven to Houston, right? Yeah. This literally goes on all day. They keep on saying it's going to be ready, going to be ready. They had to like sand down.
Oh, he had to pick up his daughter from soccer practice.
It was wild. He had to make coffee. He had to wake himself up, stretch, go to jiu-jitsu class. He had to do a lot of things.
The donkey he rides to the airport fell asleep.
Yeah. He doesn't have a phone. A little boy had to run and deliver the message.
Yeah dude,
Mister, the plane's broke.
So apparently there was
he was in the tree for it. They couldn't get him down.
There was a scratch on the blade on one of the engines, I guess, and they had to sand it down, and they had to get it to a certain grade and then take pictures. Then send it to the company that makes it to approve it, send it back. So it was literally all of this and then getting paperwork from Germany.
Usually you don't know the ins and outs of the
problem.
Don't
you? They told
that.
Us, yeah, because it, and for me, by the way, I'm
you shouldn't know that.
Because it was six people that worked at the airport.
My girl.
The Polaroid's out. We're waiting.
You could hear the phone call.
Yeah. He listened to one of the cups on a string that they used to communicate at this airport.
Dougie, and my girl hates when I flip out on people. She hates it. If I raise my voice in public, she'll walk away from me. So I'm trying to hold it together the whole time. I'm like, cool. But now I'm doing where I'm kind of being funny, and I'm like, I'm getting an uprising with all the other passengers.
That's the move.
I keep on going. I was like, I'm not even mad, but I was like, these people should be. Yeah, we should. I was gaslighting everybody at the airport.
There
literally,
you go.
Dude.
Learning how to get them to do your bidding.
Yeah, and then it finally we end up finally getting on a flight. We keep on pushing it back. And I'm landing in, the way it works is I'm landing in Houston. And if I have a half an hour to get to my connecting flight, and I can make it back for Legion of Skanks. And I just wanted to get back for Legion of Skanks last night. I hate missing the podcast.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I ended up missing it. Because we land, we're going to land. I was like, I tell the stewardess, I was like, look, I got a connecting flight. I don't even know if I'm going to make it. I was like, I got a half an hour to be, they're taking off. I was like, I may have 5 minutes, 10 minutes before they close the door. When we get up, I'm in the 10th row. I was like, can we just, beeline toward the front? She's like, yeah, of course. She makes an announcement. She was like, there's certain passengers that have a really tight connection. So if you could just let them go, that'd be great. Made my girl to go. And this is eight hour delay. And I've kept it together the whole time, right? Sure, security had to be called to me at least three or four times, but I had security on my side. Security would come over, and I'm like, security came over at first, two guys, and I was thank God, security's here. Security, please take care of these employees. Dude, everyone's cracking up.
Hold on, no. But for the detail that you said, because you said you started asking questions at 8 o'clock. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's already fucking impressive.
That's
4 hours?
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Anything after that, you were totally within the
right. And I wasn't really aggressive or angry. At that point, I was just sort of dealing with it, right? So I grab my bags, I go to run off the plane, right? And there's a black chick in the front row. Fucking, you never put, now this is gonna sound racist. I don't think they should allow black people to be in first class just because they don't know how to act. Don't look at me like that,
I'm
Temple.
I'm listening.
They
I'm hearing you out.
Some people.
I didn't react. They both jumped. They both jumped nervously.
This is going to sound racist, but I'm pretty sure they're going to steal
my stuff.
I was like,
go on. We
well,
might
some
be
people say
I was jumping up to nominate Lewis for president.
Doggy, I'm telling you. But some people say they shouldn't allow children in first class, and I'm starting to understand that as well. First class is for that. People with class. Children don't have class. Some black people have class. I am being funny here.
But I know what you mean.
This black woman did not have class.
Yeah, I know. Okay? I know exactly what you mean.
She gets up. I try to beeline. She stands in my way on purpose. And she's like, you ain't going around me.
She didn't say that.
I swear to God she said that.
That's great.
I swear. And I was like, no, I got to get to a connected flight. She's like, yes, so do I. And I was like, no, not like I do, though.
Yeah.
And then it becomes like a standoff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, get the fuck out of my way. She's like, you ain't going to curse me. I was like, I'll curse at whoever the fuck I want to curse
right,
at.
Right.
8 hours all crashing down right there. Her black friend behind her. She chimes in. She's like, don't curse. And I was like, mind your fucking business, bitch. Yeah. I was like, oh, who the fuck do you think you are? Don't fucking even look at me, motherfuckers. And then I see my girlfriend cowering in the back, and I was like, oh, now I'm going to be in trouble right now. She's going to get jumped by these black chicks.
I actually had that experience with a Latino family in Newark Airport.
Wait a minute.
I think we're the black chick.
Wait a minute.
War.
No, I was going to the airport.
Right,
that
we
was
just
late.
Got to turn them on each other. What's that?
guys, they're both bad.
But I was flying. It's same circumstances. I'm flying to Chicago for a TV taping. But, this is early in the game. I don't have TSA pre-check, anything. Me and my girl, we get there, and the line is... Whew, so I literally have to do the whole, shouting, God,
guys, I have a non-refundable flight that takes off in 38 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, does anybody have a problem with me getting to the front? Also, I'm retarded.
But
would anybody like to buy some candy for my basketball team while we're at it? Showtime.
I could be robbing people. I am doing the positive thing instead.
My parole officer.
Please don't choke me, young Marine.
Yeah. I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
But like to see all of the lanes, they parted. They let us through. They were totally with it. Everyone was like, yeah, make your fucking flight, right? Except for this fucking Latino guy. Right when we get to the front.
Not
this guy and his whole family. Yeah. You're not getting in front of me, man. I'm like, come on, dude. Yeah. I'm going through.
With a guy, what I would say, because it was actually a guy ahead of me that was like, he was fucking taking his hat down. And I was like, I got to get through. I was like, buddy, you got to move out of the way. He's like, I got a connecting flight too. And I'm the only one with a connecting flight in fucking 8 minutes.
Yeah.
By the way, I shouldn't say this. I left this part out. We hit the ground, right? I have 30 minutes, right? We hit the ground. There's not a gate available. So I've held it together up until this point. And then they go, oh, we have to
sitting there for 25, stewing.
15 minutes of sitting there. And now I know I'm about to miss it. Now, like, I had a half an hour. Now I have 15 minutes. They close the door 15 minutes before the plane takes off. Like, in my mind, and now I'm starting to do this where I'm, like, twitching, and I keep on, like, cursing. I'm like, fucking cocksucking motherfucker. My girl looked at me. She said, who are you talking to? I was like, no one.
Everyone.
No, myself, the world, everyone. God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm talking to God right now. And then that happened. Then a guy was ahead of me first. I was like, buddy, you got to get. He's like, I got to get to flight too. I was like, no. I was like, if you got to get to a flight as fast as I do, you're going to be moving faster. So how about you get out of my way?
Exactly.
And then he moved out of my way. Because with a guy, I'm going to fucking punch you in the fucking head. Yeah. With a guy in that moment, and it's that like chaotic and crazy. And it's not right. I'm not saying I should attack people. But I'm just saying that Spanish guy, I would have gotten into a fight with him.
Whereas a girl gets an elbow at most.
Well, no, girls, you can't hit him. And then there's people videotaping. You got to fucking, like, you got to worry about that. But if it's just two dudes getting into a fucking thing,
you steamroll them.
I'm not really worried. Even if I get caught on camera fucking
fighting a guy,
fighting a dude, it's like, all right, well, you know, did I win? If you're like even getting caught like cursing out a chick and like bullying a chick. Oh, and then the girl, she goes, you is a skinny bully. She called me a skinny bully, and she had no idea.
Why, thank you.
It made me so happy.
Please, after you.
She's like, you's a skinny bully. You like that, right? You's a skinny bully. I was like, all right, let me cut my energy.
You're a fat nerd.
Nerd.
She calmed it down.
Yeah, she did. Zach, I got to talk about one of my favorite new sponsors on the show, which is Mango. Think Mango. They help men go and get fucking hard. Think Mango. They help men get hard and go hard. Look, we've had plenty of sexual performance drugs that we've promoted on these shows. Mango is absolutely the best. I'll tell you why. They combine three FDA-approved ingredients, the same active ingredients as Cialis or Viagra. They also include oxytocin, which is the love hormone, and L-arginine to increase blood flow. So it's not just your normal, generic Viagra or generic Cialis. They've actually combined a bunch of different ingredients. And I took this last night. Zach, I'm telling you right now, it made me feel like my dick was 13 inches.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's rapidly dissolving. It hits the bloodstream quickly for faster results. And it's also mango flavored, which, you know, for me, I just enjoy the flavor of mango, right? They're individually packaged for on the go, and it's all done online. So you don't have to go to the doctor and have an awkward conversation. This is just done online. You speak to a doctor on the internet, and then they send you everything to your house in discreet packaging. What is there not to love?
Wow, that's awesome. So you're telling me, Lou, if I take mango, I can get a chick to taste my mango.
You can, Zach, and they will love it. They will love it because you're going to give them the pleasure that they want, so they're going to want to pleasure you back. Right now, just go to mangorx.com, mangorx.com, and use the promo code GAS15, and every listener receives 15% off your first order. Save 15% right now at mangorx.com with the promo code GAS15. All right, where were we?
I flew from Dallas to Newark, which I didn't know was Air Mexico. The most Mexican flight of all
Why
time.
Why is that Air Mexico?
I did not know. The most Mexican flight ever. I felt like I was on the back of the U-Haul crossing the border. Two different women had to be told multiple times by the flight attendant that you can't play music on your cell phone speakers on a plane.
Like half the plane was playing music on their cell phone?
We're playing Spanish music.
And I thought somebody's carry-on was going to be a chicken. Like, it was fucking nuts.
I thought you were saying this flight you just did was in Mexico. You're going to Mexico.
Yeah, I went Dallas to New York, complete all Mexican. And then...
What airline was this?
American.
Okay.
And then I will say Lafayette Airport. TSA took me out of line. And touched parts of me I could not get my wife to touch unless she's drunk. This old man looked like Wilford Brimley.
He's going to town.
Your hand.
Dude, this guy did full up my taint.
Yeah.
Some of them do get aggressive.
It was way more. Because
anytime they have to touch me, anytime, I literally start making groans and sexual noises. Yeah. And I mean, usually they think it's hilarious. But sometimes they get very, very uncomfortable. Black people don't think it's funny. White guys think it's hilarious. But I do it. Every single
black
time.
Guys doing that job look the most defeated human in history. Yeah. The black guy that's gonna touch all the dicks all day long.
Zach has a great joke about that specifically in your act.
I do a bit about it, but this old man, I don't want to blow my bit, but this guy yesterday, I've had like the front and the back. This guy put his hand up my taint.
Yeah,
he didn't touch my dick. He didn't touch my balls.
Did he sniff it after?
Dude, it was... Then he did... I've never been swabbed for the fucking chemicals before either. He swabbed me for bomb materials.
Yeah, buddy.
Interesting.
He was like, do you have a friend named Luis J. Gomez? Are you traveling with Luis J. Gomez?
This joke book. Yo, there was a guy in Phoenix that... he made me get TSA pre-check. Because this guy, he just kept getting me every night. Once my daughter and I moved out there, I was catching a lot of red eyes there back. And this guy would just get me every time. Little Spanish dude. And it was always pulling me out and touching me, rubbing up and down in front of me. And it was like, it was too late and I always needed to get back. So I couldn't really fight the injustice. And I was learning on working on my anger. And I was like, oh, yeah, $85 solves this problem.
Yeah. I missed the whole story. I was cleaning my shirt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Tim. Let's all right. Let's.
They didn't like it either.
I didn't mind it.
No. I got clear for the
same
reason.
The moral was the pre-check.
But now I set off clear. When I do clear, every single time they go, "I'm sorry, you've been selected to be randomly taken out of the line," and they search me anyway.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I hate it. All right. Let's switch gears. Let's lighten the mood in here a little bit. Comedian Jack Stiloso found dead. Very sad. Did you guys hear about this? Obviously,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. What a fucking.
I don't know what the full details though. I was sort of poking around trying to get the gossip too.
I've heard some things. You know,
the amount of comedians that I know that have died in like the last 4 years is kind of like fucked up.
Is there a lot of comics dying? Yeah. I don't really know that many comedians that have died.
Well, they don't like a lot of times they don't tell you that it was suicide.
Well, it's also they're typically not successful as you would hear about it, and they probably wouldn't kill themselves either.
Well, I'm just with Jax. I think. Like, the silver lining is that so many really unfunny people got so much attention by making it about them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's always the same people that have, like, an 8-page eulogy for open micers.
Yeah.
And it's like, were you just best friends
I
with everybody?
I noticed that, too, and I felt bad. I felt bad thinking that.
You know that they're sad, but you know that there's also a part of them that's like, all right, let's start writing, baby.
Especially because it happened on a Friday night. So, like, the amount of comics that weren't working on Friday night.
I knew Jax. She was a cool enough chick. She was on the podcast a while ago. She wasn't a big fan of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know she ended up trashing me and you after she did the podcast, like, a while later.
It's I think she went through a lot of phases.
Yeah, a lot of girls end up not liking me. Let's get real, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't anything fucking like she wasn't like an enemy or anything. You know, we just didn't really like talk or whatever for a couple of years. But she was a girl who obviously had some fucking issues. You know, she would go online every few months and she would fucking light Twitter on fire and just talk about fucking.
She's kind of manic, I guess.
Yeah, kind of manic. And I guess it was a few days leading up to her disappearing where she was like, you know, my ex-boyfriend, his ex-girlfriends are disappearing and he has kids that disappear. And she starts just fucking like saying all this shit about her ex. She was like, if I disappeared, just so you know, like I didn't fucking.
It's like three tweets down. It was like someone's trying to make me disappear.
Yeah.
Before she died. It's like pretty wild.
Yeah. Well,
by the way, if you are going to kill yourself, hilarious thing.
That's what I think happened.
It's a great bit.
Here's what I think happened. Okay. And I don't know. This isn't from any knowledge, but I bet you this comes out because what I've heard through the grapevine is that like people that know her and that know the family were like, leave the fucking ex-boyfriend alone. He has nothing to do with this. Like, it was like, maybe they had an abusive relationship. That might actually be the case, right? But he didn't kill this girl, and it's not like... I think this girl, on her way out, I think she killed herself, and I think she said, I'm going to fucking ruin this guy on my way out. Fuck you. And the ultimate, like, fuck
you. Enormous move if you did.
No. Real ass fucking dude of the week. If that's the case, hold on. Did we take my real ass? Hold on, real ass dude.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real, he's a real ass dude.
If that's actually the case, if she said, I'm going to fucking ruin this guy right before I kill myself, I mean, fucking...
That's a fucking Netflix series right there. Holy shit.
Because she was like, he's going to fucking... If I die, just so you know, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been any more specific.
Also, he molested a baby. Yeah.
But like, she wanted to like... She was like, she's just so you know, the restaurant he works for is a shell corporation. Like, she was like,
she was saying he's like basically on Epstein's Island. Like, there's lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that's true. I have no idea. This is all just assuming. I'm just saying it seemed like she was in a manic episode.
I just believed every second tweet to be safe.
Yeah, doggy. But, RIP Jack Soloso. It is very sad. I know friends. I have friends who were very close to her.
Aaliyah's not close to her.
Yeah, Aaliyah's super close to her. I know a few people that were really close to her. And, it's fucking sad. Anytime somebody has, like, mental health issues and fucking, I mean, there's probably a lot of guys out there being like, okay, dodge a bullet with that one, though.
I have, like, 4 more jokes, but I'm fucking...
Just chill, dude.
I was sort of thinking that, too. Dave was looking at me.
Think about how many guys are like...
Yeah, just let it go, dude.
Let me know.
Not the time.
Let's wait a week. She still have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
She does have an OnlyFans, right?
He's gone in.
You know what? Is it not paying homage? Does the family get her OnlyFans money? Tell the fans to go fucking sign up for the OnlyFans.
That is an interesting way to support your family from the afterlife. That is wild.
It is. Well, that was the other thing. She was like, oh, my family like abuses me. So then there's a bunch of people who don't know her that are on Twitter being like, we must investigate the Jack Soloso death. She said, don't trust her family or her ex-boyfriend. And then her family's like, well, no, she was like a fucking disturbed girl. Like,
I mean, it's every documentary where they're like, what happened? What, it's like the fucking Cecil Hotel where they're like, it could have been this. It's like, oh, no, she was nuts. And she jumped in the fucking water tank. It's always, oh no, she was crazy.
Yeah,
this shit turns me into a fucking high school gossip queen. Everyone's like, it's so sad. I'm like, yeah, okay, but we're trying to get.
But what is the story? with respect to like, her and the fucking family. Like, I've heard rumors of specific things, but I'll wait till that shit comes out. Or I'll just tell you when we're off air. we'll gossip once we're off air. But it is fucking sad, obviously. And, RIP to Jack Soloso, another hot chick gone, too soon. Thanks, Bobby. It's okay. Thanks, Bobbo. Bobbo told me today that the soundboard wouldn't work. And I had a straight up scene out of, the Steve Jobs movie. If you guys ever saw the movie Steve Jobs,
I hope it was the end. I hope you grabbed your stomach and went, I'll be fine.
With Fassbender. Bobby said the soundboard just won't work at 9 o'clock in the morning. He was like, soundboard won't work. He was like, he'd get feedback. So then I was like, and Shannon's on the same text. He's like, it's just not going to work. And I was like, I think we have 3 hours. I was like, I bet you we could figure it out. He was like, nope, just not going to happen. Then I had to call him and be like, do you remember the scene in the movie where they couldn't get the computer to say hello?
Not really.
But I almost used this line on you, Bobby. Because in the beginning of the movie, the scene is like his programmer couldn't get the computer to say hello. They were about to unveil it. And the whole point of it was going to say hello. It was the first time a computer is talking to the people. And it was like, it smiles and says hello. And he's like, it's just not going to work. We couldn't get it to work on time. So Jobs is like, are you out of your fucking way? He's like losing it. He's like, listen to me. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to list everyone on this team who did their job. He was like, and then I'm going to get to your name. And I'm going to say you're the reason that the voice didn't work. And then he was like, well, and then he just made it fucking work. Because that's what you do. You just make it work. work. I didn't even have to get there, Bobby. I was like, Bobby, if I if I had a gun to your fucking head right now and I said, make this fucking soundboard work, or if I there was $1 million on the table and I said, make the soundboard work, would you make it work? And he's like, nah. I was like, yeah, you fucking would make it work. And then all of a sudden I
well, anyways, in. There's $10 on the table.
Soundboard works, doesn't it? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bobby.
You see Bill Gates' implications?
What?
Oh, him and Epstein have been real pally-pally.
Yeah, apparently Bill Gates had, what was she, a chess player? Something kind of.
I think there was a, yeah, there's basically. Bridge player. He got the classic
bridge.
Thing.
What was that, Shannon?
Bridge
Epstein's
player.
Epstein's basically the worst bro ever. He brings people over and he's like, yo, we got bitches. Like, and then Bill Gates finishes. And then he, like, and then Bill Gates basically comes from under the bed with his video camera. He goes, you're fucked, bud.
So apparently Bill Gates had a young girlfriend. They won't say an age. But she was a famous, like, or a high-level bridge player, and Epstein was blackmailing.
How young? She plays bridge.
What?
She plays bridge. How young is?
Like she looks lady. Pretty young, dude. And I guess Epstein's been had been blackmailing him, and the entire reason Bill Gates' wife left him was over this Epstein shit.
That they've said been saying forever. She's even said that.
So, but, I mean, how young?
They won't say. I would assume 20.
The blackmail could have been also that he was married, too.
Yeah, like, that he, I think he was blackmailing him over having the affair.
Oh, over having the affair.
Yeah, this guy's, like, really blackmails everyone. I don't know how he gets anyone to hang out with him.
Yeah, Epstein.
Like after one of those, like, the married guy would be like, yo, we got bitches tonight. He'd be like, yeah, but you blackmail everyone, so no.
I'm so happy that I wasn't a billionaire when Epstein was around. Mistakes would have been made, boys. Yeah. Let's get real, yeah. Right? We would have had some issues.
I'm not saying I would have went after it, but also, I'm not checking IDs.
I'm just saying, doggy. This is a private jet to a fucking island full of young girls massaging
you
everyone.
Prince Harry just smashed her. You better than Prince Harry?
Like, I could hang out with Bill Clinton and Prince Harry.
If somebody said to me, yo, you want to be Eskimo Brothers with Bill Clinton?
I ask no more questions. I just say yes.
Come on, Lewis.
Oh, shit.
But it's right. Just so crazy. That's like, he just had this reputation where it's like, basically has people on his island, blackmails all of them, and he keeps getting people just keep going.
That's how good young pussy is. You're like, dude, I know what I'm going to get.
Just so you know, yeah, he has, he's going to have you under his thumb for life, and you go, it's a chance I'll take.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this. Dad violently knocks around a stranger's kid at playground. Let's see, what is this, Shannon?
The music.
It's like in China where they fucking, whoa. Why'd he do that? Yo. I like how this kid keeps on standing up to him. Good for you, fucking kid. All right, well, maybe learn when to fold them, though.
Holy shit.
If this kid gets up one more time, oh, the mom gave him a little smack on the arm. Let's see, is he going to come over? He's going to hit him with something?
Mask off.
Dude, is this kid going to hit him with something? This is how COVID started.
Damn.
Now, did the kid scuff his puma? Because that's a big question.
What was the story, the backstory behind that, Shannon?
They had beef from before.
No, he almost knocked his kid down.
They had beef from Maine?
Yeah, I think that kid was being reckless.
Yeah.
And he got nervous about his kid and he freaked out.
And he
out.
Was just overreacting, yeah.
Yeah, it said it was a retaliation for him, for the little kid bumping into his young daughter.
Just bumping into her, though? That's it? He wasn't like fucking dropkicking
her? No.
Because I'll say, if some kid was bullying my kid physically, I wouldn't do that, obviously, but I could see myself, like, I mean, not that, but like.
Maybe barking him down a little.
Let's say your kid's getting jumped by three kids his age. Can you jump in? 3 10-year-olds are jumping your 10-year-old.
Three, yeah, of course.
I think you get one shot.
You can't punch
each.
Them.
But you can't
get a
punch?
Shot on each.
No.
No, but you get, like, a good forearm.
Yeah,
like
I get all karate chops and, like, wrestling chest slaps.
Yeah.
I think it's fair.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be fun. one of the biggest fears for me is watching my son have to get bullied. Like, what would you do? I'm fucking.
Yeah, you bully them.
Or like an older kid. Like, my son's going to middle school this year, and like that's what I'm really nervous about too. It's like, what happens if some fucking kids like bully him? It's like him having to like fend for himself and fucking fight. He's such a sweet kid. Like, he takes jiu-jitsu, but he's just not. He doesn't have that like. Like, I feel like 10-year-old me, even though I never took a day of martial arts in my life at 10 years old.
Crazy's worth a lot.
I could fuck up my son. 10-year-old me, I feel like I would beat the ever-loving piss out of my 10-year-old right now. And my son's been doing jiu-jitsu for years, boxing for years. He's taking Muay Thai.
That's how every bully gets his ass kicked. Right?
But in my head, I can still see. I see the weakness
right,
in my son.
A lot of movies end like that. Yeah.
But look, I'd like to think that my son would be able to handle 10-year-old me because I was a fat kid. I had never done anything. But I just feel like I just been punched in the face a bunch already.
Yeah.
And there's something about that,
right?
You
didn't care.
Or I did care. It wasn't like I didn't have a fear. I had a fear of being punched in the face. You know, like there was kids that would bully me. But by the time I was 10 years old, I had been into a dozen fist fights, like in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? In school, I'd been into already like 4 or 5 fist fights by the time I was my son's age. And I wasn't like a particularly tough or like street thuggy kid. That was just sort of like what poor people did. Because I grew up in more like white trash.
You also grew up getting your ass kicked by your mom, though.
I grew up getting my ass kicked by my mom, my dad, I don't remember, but apparently I did.
I agree. That guy on the block's tougher than the guy that took fucking karate.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Yeah, definitely. Of me.
Or he's more willing to throw the punch.
There's probably...
He's willing to get in the mud, man.
Yeah, I think my son would have a fear. If there was some fucking older kid about to beat him up, I think my son might... Like, put his hands down and really cower.
So you'd have to get in there and then beat up the kid. Then the kid's dad comes and he's like, actually kicks the shit out of you. And you're
that would suck. That's the other fear of mine as well. It's like, you know, some kid will, like, kick my son's ass. And then I go to his dad and be like, hey, dude, your fucking son's a bully. And then his dad kicks my ass. Yeah, and then me and my son have to go home together after.
Oh, Doyle rules. Didn't some lady beat up your mom in front of you?
Yeah, Dorothy. She was an old lady. It was actually our landlord.
Really?
It was our landlord, Mary Leone. She had her daughter, Dorothy.
And we get to the bottom of Lewis's anti-Semitism. His mother was beat up by a landlord.
No, they were Catholics. They went to church every week. No, but my mom was just like trash. And I don't even know what the fight was over. Like, they were just arguing in
I
the
bet
backyard.
It was the rent.
They were just arguing in the backyard. And my mom just started fighting this old lady, Dorothy. And Dorothy got the best of her. It was fucking sad.
Indoors?
Outdoors. And then Dorothy had a plastic hanger in her hand, fucking whapped her with it. I was like, oh, shit, yeah. Dorothy. Not for nothing. She did pretty good.
You ever tell your mom, like, keep it down or I'm going to call Dorothy back?
Yeah, Dorothy's going to fuck you up.
Did your mom ever chastise you for not getting involved? Or
what, with her
fight? With that fight, yeah. Did she know you saw it? Or?
No, but Dorothy's really? Dorothy's boyfriend, Wes, they all, it was like... It was like multi-generational, right? So Mary Leone, her boyfriend, Blackie was his name. It was a white guy named Blackie. I think it was like a racist joke.
Yeah.
And then Dorothy and her boyfriend, Wes, they all lived in the house. And then across the street, Ryan Nolan, who was one of my bullies, that was their grandson and their parents, whatever their fucking names were, Kevin and Charlene. And so they were like, Ryan Nolan was the kid. Did you watch 8-Bit Christmas, that new movie on Netflix? Great movie. Fucking great, great, like, you know, good new Christmas movie to watch with the kids. Okay. Ryan Nolan was a kid who had, like, the pool and the Nintendo and, like, the toys. And he was just kind of a snotty cunt. And he wasn't particularly, like, tough, but he had, like, the toys. So everyone's kind of, like, kiss his ass and, like, play with him. He was, like, the kid with the money on the block.
He was the Francis.
What's Francis?
Pee Wee.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I love we keep on just saying references that nobody else
that's
is getting.
A lot of movies.
I got it. He got me with the Francis.
Movie Buff Podcast.
Yeah, but I don't even remember why I got into that whole story, but
about the kids.
You were saying that Nolan guy ended up
being
really fucking
hot.
That'd be
a great name for the show, by the way, because I love movies and Lewis thinks he's buff.
My mom got her ass kicked by her. And that was really, she got into a couple little like scuffles and things here and there, but she wasn't like regularly getting into fights. My mom's had a big fucking mouth. My mom was willing to threaten to fight somebody pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she didn't really back it up that much. Oh, yeah, the point of all this is that my son, I don't think he has it in him. I don't think he has that toughness.
Other thing about my flight, I forgot yesterday. I was sitting next to a kid who's probably like a year or two younger than James. 8 o'clock at night on the flight, had a full cup of coffee. And it really took me back. It was him and his dad were sitting next to me, and the flight thing comes over, and the kid goes, I'll have a cup of coffee. And the lady goes, what? And then the dad goes, I'll have an apple juice.
Yeah.
And she goes, so an apple juice for you and coffee for dad?
Jesus Christ.
And the dad goes, no, apple juice for me. He wants coffee. And the kid just had a full cup of coffee at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I drink coffee at that age.
Really?
Yeah, I was already drinking coffee. Yeah, 10. 8:10, yeah.
Drinking
yeah,
it on
sure.
a flight, though?
That's very common in other cultures.
You know what? I think, yeah, it might be just a culture shock.
It's like, no, it's.
Well, they have to start working.
We're one of the only countries where. Here, Zach, get a little closer to me. I feel like we're not. Or I have to get closer to you.
There we go.
Maybe if our producers could let me know, and I don't have to fucking produce for you, that'd be great.
You want to have your Joe before you get to the Home Depot parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but in other cultures, like, kids drink coffee regularly. That's like, in fact, probably Canada as well, but the U.S. is one of the only cultures that kids don't drink coffee.
You think that's bizarre? Yeah. The last thing you'd want to give a hyper little kid is more caffeine.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of a myth. I don't feel like caffeine, like a kid having a soda, I don't think it makes them bounce off the walls. Like, kids drink soda, kids drink tea, iced tea,
it's
chocolate.
A wild take.
You think so? Coffee doesn't.
Caffeine's a myth.
Doggy, caffeine's a myth, doggy. I've never had a cup of coffee and felt more energized afterwards. I drink coffee because I enjoy the flavor. It's kind of a bad habit, to be honest with you. It's almost like the same reason I was smoking cigarettes. It's an oral, like, fixation that I have.
No, but it's also the same way that you, like...
You should get a... This guy sounds like a lobbyist for big coffee.
It's the same way
coffee's
that
great. Coffee's fine for little
drink
kids.
It before you go to sleep.
Young, old, anywhere in the middle.
It's the same way that you stay level by smoking weed. Like, dude, when you stop having your constant stream of coffee, you start to fall asleep.
No.
100%.
I don't think so.
You drink a lot of coffee.
I think I smoke so much weed and drink so much that by the time 10 o'clock hits, there's no way my body can move forward anymore. That's what it is. Yeah. It has nothing to do with my coffee intake.
Wow, that is wild that all around the world, kids are drinking coffee at 9 years old.
You ever learn another language? Like, as a kid, they always talk to you about coffee.
Yeah.
I don't talk to that many kids.
Yeah, I'm a kid stuck at it. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. We love Zippix here at the Real Ass Podcast. And if you guys are trying to cut back on smoking, Zippix might be your answer.
Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker. Zippix is an awesome nicotine toothpick that comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, and no hiding cigarette butts.
Yeah, if you're at work, you're at school, you're on a long flight, you can't get that nicotine fix, well, guess what? You can just pop a little toothpick-a-rooski in your mouth. You look cool as well. I mean, come on, who doesn't look cool popping a toothpick in their mouth? You feel like a goddamn Puerto Rican guy in the 70s, right?
The coolest there could be. And, Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Which is the best part of all. Why not save some cash in this economy, right? ZippixToothpicks.com is the website. That is Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com. Use the promo code ASS10 for 10% off. Okay, where were we? I'm going to Greece, I think, in July. Have you guys ever been?
No, but I'm going to in January.
Whoa.
But not the same time, but I'll warm it up for you.
Sick, dude. Thanks.
Are you warming up
I'll warm
for
it
me.
Up for you. We're going to January. A gig?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Just doing all of Europe. But you're just going for fun.
Oh, I'm going for a vacation.
I thought probably. You guys said you might be going to UK or something.
We're doing a UK tour. Yeah, me, Zach, Dave Smith, and Robbie Bernstein.
That's like a squad.
Going. Yeah. Get a fucking good little crew out there. But yeah, me and my chick are going to Greece, and I'm fucking really pumped about this. I was hoping you guys had been or somebody had been to give me some advice, but I guess fuck it.
Greece. Is that Athens?
Athens is Greece. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not my alley, man. I hate looking at stuff when you have to just go see sights. It's my least favorite thing to
not
do.
Not a sightseeing type of guy either, unless I'm with my son. Luckily, this is the cool thing about having a kid. You have to do those things, and you end up sort of a... Zach, it looks like you're petting your cat on your leg, by the way.
You sort of like it, but you don't have to take credit for the reason you're doing it.
Yeah, I don't feel like a faggot for learning.
I get that.
You
yes,
know, like every time you learn some shit, you're like, am I gay?
Absolutely.
Knowledge is entering my holes right now. I feel like a fucking real
homo.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation. Why am I getting a fucking essay
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, it's fucking, what am I
James, this Muslim is pretty cool.
No.
Self-improvement is gay.
When we went to Rome, we did all the cultural stuff, and actually, I fucking loved it, dude. Visiting the gladiators and the fucking, the other thing with the church.
Well, you went to you saw the whole dome where they fought?
Yeah, the Colosseum, and we went to, what's the fucking big church?
The Vatican.
Went to, did a 4-hour tour of the Vatican. One of the coolest things I've ever experienced in my entire life, literally. Okay. I've done a lot of cool fucking shit. I travel a lot.
And you did this with your son?
I did this with my son. We did
well, yeah, that's why he doesn't have that in him. You know?
Anger, because he's a pussy. I would do, next time I go, I would do the 6-hour tour of the Vatican. because we didn't touch it.
I've never been on a tour and been like, they need to extend that puppy.
Doggy, they need. It was so good. Our tour guide was great. He was fucking super personable. He was funny. He had really just great stories about everything. So I could get into it. When you have a kid, it gives you the excuse to go and do those things.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll just fucking, if I'm with my chick, dude, I was like, let's just get some drinks. Let's fucking hang out by the pool. Let's fuck. Let's take a nap. Well, it's dinner time. Time to go to sleep. Yeah, like, that's it. Yeah. What else is there to do?
Well, with him, don't you kind of get to see it through his eyes, too? Like, you get to see him be, like, so impressed and shit?
Yeah, of course.
That you, like, take it in as well?
Yeah, it's another element to the vacation. I mean, I guess that's true with anything. Like, when I take the Gas Digital crew to Jamaica, there's something fulfilling about watching them get to experience something.
Sunlight. Happiness.
Food. It's
nature.
You get to like, you know, there's something about giving that experience to somebody that's really fulfilling as well. Yes.
There is a spiritual thing, especially with your children, where you guys, if you guys experience something together, because they're a piece of you, it is you and them. Oh, yeah. It's something like, I do that shit.
And he gets so much. It's such a, like, what a different life this kid has.
The girl, if you buy a girl a very fancy thing, it's interesting. It's fun to watch her experience it for the first minute and a half and then take it for granted for the next six days and 7 hours.
Nothing. No. let's see. Top romantic things to do in Greece. Marvel at the sunset in Santorini's caldera.
Next.
No, that's what a chick wants, dude. That's why we're going, is this right here. This moment right here is why we're going to Greece. Yep. It's to go to
Santorini.
One and two
should not be separate things. They're both sit and look at a thing.
Yeah, they're all sit and look at a thing.
Enjoy a panoramic view of Athens from Lycidas. Santorini, they say to go to. It's all the sunsets and the fucking buildings and all that.
So two
other
of
shit.
Them are sunsets. What's the third one?
Let's see.
Sunrise.
Try snorkeling and other fun water sports.
You can do that anyway.
Oh, you can pee on them.
Indulge in a wine tasting experience.
Now we're talking.
Bicycle ride the most romantic Greek town, Nephpilo. Take a boat trip around the Messalina Lake Cave. Yeah, so here's the thing. Every island in fucking Greece.
Do you remember the Jamie Kennedy experiment when he did the wine taster, but his mouth was wired shut?
No.
That's one of the best sketches of all time.
I think Jamie's coming to Skankfest, actually.
Really? He's the best.
Yeah. We talked recently. I think we worked that deal out.
That's great.
Yeah, he's fucking great, dude.
That show is the most underrated show in history.
Yeah. But
the video of the lady getting kicked out for heckling him because she kept just going, Malibu. And he looks so tired. He looks so exhausted.
Not a happy camper.
Yeah, that's what happens when you make a movie for that fan base.
No, but yeah, that'll be sick. Greece will be cool.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. I'm excited about it. Should be good. Nice romantic trip. And also, she's going to be on tour in Europe already, so I don't got to buy her flight from here.
Now you're cooking. Yeah, I just went to Miami, and I got hosed on I did my first four things before I realized gratuity is included, and I was tipping on top of that.
Ah.
I literally wanted to fucking punch a wall. I was so,
You know what makes me angry?
That?
No.
Literally the biggest scam in history.
No, what makes me fucking livid, makes me furious, is fucking, when I go to they do it at the airport now. This is almost anywhere where they go, do you want to tip the person on the fucking thing?
Where you did nothing.
Let's talk.
I'm at the airport.
Go.
They didn't do anything. I scanned all my own shit.
Yep.
And they go, do you want to include a gratuity?
Do you want to give JFK Airport extra bucks?
It's making me angry. I'm getting mad right now thinking about it.
They start at like 30%.
Doggy. Yeah.
Hey, you want 30%, 40%, and 50%.
For who?
Hey, Dave, right. Do you want to give an extra couple hundred to LaGuardia?
Who the fuck is this for? They have the money. Who is it for?
Well, LaGuardia is his daughter's name.
So
it's her middle name.
But here's the truth. There are there's a percentage of people in the world, and I bet you it's a larger percentage than you think.
That pay?
Not only that, just pay. That would feel anxiety to not pay.
I know.
You know what I do? You know what I do now? I don't push anything, and I stand back, and I watch them deal with it.
Well, now you're having a weird, cheap pissing contest.
Because they don't believe it either. It's like you got, especially like I'm a tea drinker.
You're like,
I'm not a cappuccino guy. I don't need the little heart foamy thing or anything like that. Put the hot water in the bag. I'm already paying a lot extra for a cup of tea.
So look, let me say this. If I'm getting, at this point in my life, and I waste a lot of money on horse shit, right? Like real horse shit, right? So if I'm having a person serve me something, I'm giving them a buck almost every time. But that's what they're going to get. They're going to get a buck. Or luckily, sometimes you just order something and you go, like, it'll have 15, 20, 25%. And 25% is like 40 cents. And you're like, 25 for you, sir.
Sure.
And that's it, right? But like, if it's a person that's doing it, I tip almost every time, but not in like retail. You'll go to CVS and I'm like, would you like to include a gratuity? Like, no, you're bagging my fucking, like, this is your job. You're not
It's out of control.
Me.
And you're charging me for bags.
But the problem is, I think that there's a percentage of people that they, and I know this because even if I'm at like a retail place and they go, would you like to include a gratuity? I feel really bad hitting no. Like, physically going,
putting you in an awkward position.
They put you in an awkward position. I feel like a fucking asshole in that moment. I still...
It's the guy asking you, so is this your girlfriend? Or, and you go, oh, we haven't really talked about...
Yeah. I don't
give a... bullying you into
I don't give a fuck. Especially because it started off with hot chicks doing it first. It was always some hot barista with all her cleavage out.
Elon
and
Musk,
now I had to get in there and be a whole gay man and go, no. 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 I'm not interested.
Yeah. But I think even at the airport, like, I think it's probably like 10% of people, they go, there's a camera right on me right now, right? It's just right in my face, the camera right there, and they don't want to hit no. I think it's probably like 10% of people just give another 15% of their fucking money of whatever they pay, and that's all part of the scam because it's not, is it being distributed to employees? It has to be. Legally, I don't think that LaGuardia could say, it's a tip for the employees and then not. But maybe the employees get like a check at the end of the month for all the gratuity that's been included.
And then they tax it.
And they do. And they do.
Wasn't the tradition always at a bar, a buck a drink?
I was told that a while ago. And then...
when you're poor, when you pay with your card, they ask for a 30% gratuity.
I guess I was told a buck a week 20 years ago when a buck
was $2 when we started drinking. Yeah. So you know, I think when you're a broke comic, right, and you are getting paid in drinks, right, you get 2 drink tickets, you give a buck a drink, $2 a drink. Even when I first started drinking as a young man, but I would go to a bar. Like, I go to fucking fancy-ass bars. Like, you're not just giving a buck a drink on 2 $30 cocktails.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, just a shit bar.
Buck a drink's the rule.
But that's, okay, that should be the rule, right? Because here's the thing.
Well, nobody's paying cash. If you're paying cash, I think $2 a drink right now.
You can't go a buck a drink on 2 margaritas.
Okay, here, follow me here, because I know we talk about the drinks, but, like, what about, like, with food, right? If I go to, like, a fancy restaurant where I'm going to get a fucking medallion of steak.
A buck a plate. Yeah.
That plate is going to cost me $108, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a medallion steak, so you're going to wear it around your neck for like 6 months.
Right, but now I got to give this guy 40 for bringing this little plate out? Like versus if it was at IHOP, but $100
Dave
from IHOP.
He's always trying to make this point that nobody agrees with.
Yeah. What could it be about Dave and Tim? Right?
This is the black mentality. It's like, wait a minute. So I order $100 steak. I'm supposed to give him 20% of that? You know how much that is? That's crazy.
You didn't do no work.
But the thing is,
if you brought me $3 broccoli, it's the same ass.
I worked harder than this for this $100. Fuck that.
See, I always just go big tip up top at a bar. So I do like $10 on my first drink. And then after that, like a buck.
Well, I do big tip up top, but I don't give it to them yet. I put it there. And then I sort of, you know, I take $1 away if they screw
at a
up.
Comedy club. Look, here's the, I learned from Dave Attell.
Oh, if we're drinking for free, $20.
If you're drinking at if I'm drinking at a comedy club, I tip really well.
Well, that's because I don't want rumors going around that I'm an asshole.
Right, and they do talk.
That's the only reason why any of us tip.
And they talk.
Yes.
I know. I always try to.
I've had plenty of relationships with comedy club waitresses. These bitches love to talk about who doesn't tip.
Well, I know what's going on here. They start being like, this
guy. That's also
not
the only tip you've given a lot of fucking comedy club waitresses.
Oh, yeah. So that's a reputational damage control
tip. But Lewis is great. Lewis is very generous with comedy
club. Oh, I always am.
Hundo for the weekend? What do you do? Hundo every 2 nights?
Hundo for the weekend, usually. Yeah.
That's not that crazy.
No, it's not crazy, but I think it's better than most.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm there one night, depending on the volume I drink, I'll do 40-50.
Yeah.
Right? As I do about 40. If I'm fucking going, if my chick's with me, we're eating, I'll do 100 usually a night, if it's like a lot. But yeah, I think with at this point, if you're putting it on a card, 20% is the minimum, even if you're just at a bar having drinks, you know?
Yeah.
But when I started drinking, we'd go to the Village Idiot on 14th and 9th, which was the shittiest bar in New York City. And it was $5.50 pitchers of beer. And it was dollar shots. It was a kamikaze.
Dollar shots is crazy.
It was like kamikazes and well. Dollar.
That's wild.
Every night of the week. It was the Village Idiot, the Patriot, and Yogi's. Yogi's was up on the Upper East Side. And these were the three diviest bars, but they were fucking awesome. When you were a broke 21-year-old, or when I started comedy, like 22, 23, after stand-up New York, every night, we would literally try to pick up girls, and we would bring them to Yogi's, and we would fuck them in the bathroom of Yogi's and get kicked out. It was a regular occurrence. It was just a wild fucking time.
They're just making fuck angels and peanut shells.
You know what it was? It's kind of funny because, we made the joke before about Epstein, right? But you hear about these guys like the Chris D'Elias and like all these like, you know, comics who they were fucking rich and they're like, I'm a pussy hound, right? Like I definitely have like my own issues with like sex addiction and fucking like obviously like we're dudes. Most dudes do, but I think I do worse than most dudes, right? Maybe you do as well. But like a lot of my pussy hounding days, I just had no success. So it was like just sluts. They were just sluts for the sake of being sluts. It wasn't like it was like I was in this position of power where I was like fucking taking advantage of these girls. They were just, I was a comedy club ticket sales guy. They bought tickets from me early in the night and then they watched me bomb at stand-up New York. And then I fucking took them to the shittiest bar in the world. Then they fucked me in the bathroom. And I think that's why I avoided a lot of like problems is just because they were actual pigs.
Yeah. Also,
I only hurt women who deserved it is the point that I'm trying to make. Can we get on board with this? I think so. Right, Shannon? You get it.
Yeah, if those girls were going to start Me Tooing, guys, you would be so far down the
because
list.
I thought about this. I was like, honestly,
that's a point.
I've hooked up with a lot of like kind of like crazy bitches who are out there Me Tooing guys. I've had a few of those, and guys are like, dude, don't hook up with that girl. That girl's a fucking crazy bitch. She's going to fucking try to destroy your life one day. And I'm like, I just feel like I'm nicer than the average guy that she's up with.
Yeah, so she's probably been so raped a bunch. Down.
Like, there's probably guys who have actually raped her and really hurt her. And, like, for me, I'm just sort of, like, fucking her and then not, like, being her boyfriend.
Yeah, like, you're, like, the ninth or tenth seed.
Yes. Yeah. So, I think that's it as well. I think a lot of these damaged girls that you go out, treat a damaged girl really well.
You weren't taking down these politicians' daughters kind of takes.
Right, exactly. So, all right, let's talk about this. Florida man loses his arm after an alligator attack behind a bar. We have some video, right, Shannon?
Florida man's.
Yeah, so before, I just want to tell you about the story real quick. So he was drinking at a bar. He said that the line was too long at the bathroom. So he went to go around back at the bar. And
thank God he just lost his arm.
And so he went to pee, and there's like a little bit of a pond there, and he tripped and fell into the pond. Just hold on 1 second. Okay, you're going to have to switch real quick because it's going to automatically play. Oh, son of a bitch. Sorry, hold on.
Listen to Shannon.
It's a weird GIF, so it won't stop.
Hold on. It's a GIF.
Yeah, but it plays straight through. Hold on. It was the only thing I could find that was not
all right, pull
censored.
It up. For the love of God. Let's see. There's no volume. It's just a GIF?
Yeah.
He's just lying in the mud?
Yeah, so there's people around him.
Let's see. And then as people pull him out.
Yeah.
See the arm missing.
You're going to see it. It's on the other side, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh! Yeah, that would fucking be nuts. You think at this point he's in so much shock that he doesn't even feel it?
Or that's what drunk. It looks like. He also like kind of seems drunk, maybe. But yeah, so they put a tourniquet around it, and they were able to, like, save his life, but, yeah, they didn't get the arm back. And they did find the alligator after.
Look at this guy smoking a cigarette. What a badass. The guy just
that's so Florida.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. We got to make a tourniquet.
Yeah, we got to cut that off. Put some pressure on it.
That's fucking wild, dog.
That guy will stand in line for the rest of his life. He will never try to bypass a line.
Now he's got
to
hold his dick with his left hand.
Damn. That'd be fucking wild.
Now, but do they have to kill that alligator now? Is it like a dog attack? Or are they just like, well, no, that's what alligators do.
They killed him.
They killed the alligator.
Yeah. They found it and killed it. He was 10 feet.
But I also feel like they shouldn't have killed the alligator. You fell into his pond.
Yeah.
It's not like he fucking, you know, ran up to a school and fucking bit a kid.
Yeah, I think he's got a taste for blood now. That's a big part of
you
it.
You think so? You think so?
No, I think those guys just wanted to kill an alligator.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh. This morning I was cleaning out my pool filter, and there was a fucking dead mouse in it. Brutal.
Yeah. The pool filter.
Yeah, dead mouse in the pool filter. And it was not only, Shannon, you would have lost your mind. So I pull out the pool filter, and it's just like literally, it was the way they describe a bloated dead body, like a corpse, like it drowned.
Just look at me.
Doggy, its stomach was descended and clear. You could see like the liquid had filled its stomach and the hair started disappearing. Oh. It was the most rancid thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did it
stink? No, it didn't stink, but I fucking...
It was wet.
Yeah, fucking...
Yuck. Oh, yeah, because I was going to... Because I'm a moron and assumed you had an above-ground pool. I'm like... The fuck was that mouse doing up there? But then I realized it was just, it fell in like an idiot.
Yeah, it fell in and then fucking the pool filter just sucked it in and fucking just drowned it. It couldn't run itself out because the pool filter was too strong.
And then we just come in the next morning swimming.
Hell yeah.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, dude. I fucking, I'm like a little bitch when it comes to like bugs and mice and all that shit.
It's
dude.
Gross.
I can't do it. I won't even kill a cockroach. I have a hard time like stepping out of feeling the crunching underneath.
I'm with you. Yeah. But it's not like a bitch thing. It's like just gross.
Yeah, it's a bitch thing. It's fucking, there are like real men don't care about shit like that.
Hmm. So we are real men. Okay, here's an example, right? If I said to you, like if I smeared like shit on your face, it's not like I'm scared of that. I'm just like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Does that make you a bitch because you don't want shit on your face?
Okay, no.
See what
no.
I'm saying? There's a distinction between grossness and like. I don't want a booger on my cheek, does that make me not a man?
I mean, compared to the guy who's okay with it.
But that makes you the gross guy.
But that guy's also bad.
The guy that's like, the guy that's walking around like crushing cockroaches.
Okay, all right, you know what? I got this. All
that
right.
Seems like just like the gross guy to me.
I have the answer. I have the answer here. Okay, so here's the thing. The reason it's more bitchy to not be willing to touch a cockroach or to touch a mouse is because shit and boogers are genuinely... excretions from other people's bodies that are really legitimately gross. Like we just
you don't think a cockroach guts are gross.
We've invented that cockroaches are particular. Like I'll step on an ant.
Well, an ant's not as gross. It's too small to see the grossness. That's why.
You're right.
If an ant was the size like bigger, it would be gross.
Yeah, dude, I killed a fucking cockroach on mushrooms a few weeks ago, and whatever was on between my hand and it. It was like when Freddy Krueger killed the cockroach.
Yeah.
There was so much viscera and horrible shit.
I don't see a guy walking around like squashing bugs as like manly. I see him as like, ugh.
Really? An exterminator? It's what Uncle Jesse did.
What about
dude?
Those dudes? You ever see those dudes that be like cleaning a snake pit like by hand and shit? They're
Snakes are fucking manly, dude.
Yeah, snakes are manly.
And also, I'll touch a snake all day long.
They're not gross like that.
No. But the guy that's doing it looks pretty gross because he's always like squatting barefoot.
What about a honey dipper?
What's a honey dipper?
The guys that clean out porta potties.
Gross. I don't know.
I mean, I get what you're saying, man. Those guys, they're probably more men, man. Yeah.
Those are men.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're,
well, so is the guy that hides in the porta potty.
Yeah. It was that Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe, right? That was sort of the whole premise of that show. It's like, I don't know. It's a manly fucking thing to go and be willing to, like, let's say, you're an exterminator and you have to go into an infested basement with fucking just tons of cockroaches.
I think it's more like...
That's truly hell to me.
Some of them are manly. I see, like, the ice road trucker is, like, all that sort of stuff super manly. The guy that just, like, rolls around in bugs is a weirdo.
It's like Mark Random. He's got, like, bugs in his... Hey, these are my friends.
I just see it as, like, a weirdo thing.
Will Smith talked about that. Like, his dad worked in, like, refrigerator shit. So, like, he would have to fix refrigerators in, like, supermarkets. So there was always roaches and rats and shit like that. Okay. And Will survived, like, one weekend working with him.
Yeah.
It's like he just couldn't.
Before he knew it, the fucking thing was fucking his girlfriend. He comes in, oh, come on.
But he always says that. He's like, he watched his dad once grab, like, a rat with his bare hands and move it so he could work on some shit. He's like, fuck, like, that's a real man.
That's a manly shit, dog. Yeah. There's just, it's a different, it's
again,
a different thing.
Rats not as gross. Look, bugs is a different category.
There's a cockroach in your house or apartment, right? Let's see, there's a cockroach in your house.
I move.
Your girlfriend's like, oh my God, Ryan, there's a fucking cockroach. What do you do?
I guess y'all fucking hands is broken, huh?
You would make her kill it yourself? No.
I go, your phone broken? You know the number.
Doggy, what I would do is I would take my shoe from afar and I would throw it. And as soon as I threw it,
I would
scream like a girl. I'd go, ah! All
right.
And then it would smash and then I'd go, oh!
I grab
multiple paper towels and really, fucking not look at it. I'd grab it. I'd bunch it up really, really deep, put it in the trash, take out the trash right away, put it outside. The whole time squinting and squealing like lady. That's what I would do.
No, a real man gets down on hands and fours and goes,
oh, like Renfield?
Yeah.
I just do napkin and then I throw it in the toilet.
I once had one of those like thousand legger things in the house. Like my girl spotted one of those thousand leggers and she wanted me to get rid of it. I was fucking scared of it. So I would just legitimately go like where it was until it would run out of sight. And just got away. And we just had to keep dealing with this. Every time she spotted it, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere.
You ever lie about getting it?
No, because it would always come back. I learned better than lie about it. Because the first time it came back, I was like, oh, they must be getting in from somewhere. And I knew I never killed it.
Yeah, also, I've done, what? Don't fucking tell me what to do, bitch.
She's producing.
Yeah, you're right. You are producing. What about a mouse? What type of mouse trap do you use?
Hockey stick.
We did the glue traps, so that was the thing. I had to get used to picking
glue
them
traps
up.
Is wild.
They're still alive on the glue traps. Sometimes.
It is. I almost feel like that is the
crazy.
It's without a doubt it's the least humane. You're gluing them to a fucking trap. And just, what are you supposed to step on it afterwards?
Glue
right?
traps is crazy.
Oh, I don't know. I would just pick them up the same way, roll them up, put them in the thing.
And let them throw them down the garbage chute.
Yeah, in the bag, take the bag out, in the curb, whatever happens after that.
Put them on a cracker.
Hopefully they suffocate, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think they, I think they torture and they take days to die on those
glue
traps.
They rip their face off trying to escape.
Yeah.
I do the one where the little man kicks the ball and it goes up the thing and then the trap falls all the way down on the piece of cheese.
Everyone has that joke where like so many people have that joke about New York where you're like day one you move here you're like glue traps are weird and then you know day two you're like oh let's torture these animals or whatever it's like I'll tell you what I've been here for a few years that hasn't really changed for me where I was like let's rip the mouse's faces off
but then some of them are too nice so I got the humane traps where it'll be like a little plastic container and then
things work okay.
They go through it and they but then you're like it's like a pet
then you have to take it and go let it out in your neighbor's lawn.
Doggy, I let it outside this motherfucker came back same exact mouse.
You have
right?
to go down the street and let it out in a different neighborhood.
I let it out. Ryan, I walked down the fucking street to the park, let him out in the sewer. He fucking came back. He knew where his fucking home was. That's that.
Yeah.
You got to kill him. They got to go.
I don't know why you're being so gentle for him. There are hawks that eat squirrels and mice in the park. And I see that shit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, it's brutal for them outside also. So fuck whatever happens to them.
It's just fucking life, dude. Just nature in general for the fucking animals.
All that I agree with except for the glue one. The glue one's a specific type of, like, because they get on, then they just rip their skin off trying to get off.
While they ate poison, they're like puking everywhere and tearing their
skin. It's like a specific type
their
of,
foot
like,
comes off.
It's like a horror movie.
I'm pretty sure they were getting stuck in tree sap somewhere.
Yeah. I threw a mouse out the window once. Because I didn't want to deal with it. Six-story window. I just went, nope.
The funny part is you have to go take it somewhere and you potentially get caught by the guy who lives in that neighborhood letting the mice out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
One time we tortured a cockroach. There was a huge water bug on a roof in New York City. We used to smoke blunts on roofs in New York City. We used to sell comedy club tickets back in the day. And we found this cockroach. It was like... I mean, like that, dude. It was massive.
It was one of the ones with wings. Fuck me.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
That's fucking. Gross.
They ruined me.
Yeah, yeah. They. Oh, I think all cockroaches have wings after a certain size, but this thing was fucking just nasty. And me and my buddy Jablonski and Dave Smith, we fucking trapped it. What do we trap it underneath? Maybe like a. It was some sort of plastic thing because we fucking put it over it. And then we like burnt a hole into the side of the container and we put like the blunt into it and we let it all fill up with like weed smoke. And we just like smoked this thing out for like a half an hour. We just kept on like looking at it. We thought it was dead. It just stopped moving. It started twitching. And then we're like, oh shit, it's dead. Then like, it was like Independence Day, the alien. It fucking smacked its tentacles against the glass. And we're like, ah! It started fucking doing this. Oh, it was the scariest thing ever, dude.
Do they breathe air?
I don't even fucking know. I don't even know.
I know. We know nothing about
cockroaches. I know nothing. Does it have a heart? Does it have a brain?
We should know. Because they've been here longer than us, if not just as long.
Do cockroaches
have
brains?
We know nothing about
small ones.
Heart? Does it have a... what does it have? Blood? Central nervous system? What is it? I know nothing about bugs.
I'm not an expert, but I'll weigh in here.
I'm going to go yes on breathing air.
Yeah. Do you think cockroaches breathe air?
Yeah.
Do you think bugs breathe oxygen?
I don't feel like
do
bugs
they have
breathe.
Lungs? I think you're right. I don't. This is a great, it's a great new segment.
Can you suffocate a bug?
How fucking retarded are we?
Yeah, we're very stupid.
Can you suffocate a bug? I think you probably can, right?
If you sucked all the air out of the thing, like fucking H.H. Holmes, yes, I think you could.
I think flies breathe air. I'll say that. I have a feeling
they
that
fly in it.
Yeah, they smell. Yeah,
I
they
feel like
smell
flies.
Shit.
Yeah, flies breathe air.
Fish sort of breathe
can flies
air
smell?
While,
yeah. Do they have noses? How do they know the shit's right there? What is it that they're doing?
Guys, let me pause it. A question: do birds have friends?
No, because they're not real.
Okay, there we go.
Let's see.
Okay, so bugs do not have lungs. Okay. They breathe air, but not the way that humans and other animals do. They take in air through holes on the outside.
<They're pussies. laughs>
Holes on the outside of their bodies called spiracles.
Spiracles.
Like pores, okay.
And they do have heart kind of things. They have like multi...
My girlfriend's not religious. She's spherical.
They have a...
I like it.
Mine's spherical.
Got Shannon.
It's a
which, by the way, my shoes are green with blue checks, but because of the green, I mean, never mind. Do you guys like my new black and blue shoes?
So that's what it does with when it's attached to you. It just changes the color. That's awesome.
These shoes are fire. I want black and blue Nikes.
Whoa!
Don't these look dope?
Yeah.
Tiffany, look at all the parts of my shirt that are green. I'm pulsating with the background.
But that's what I mean. His isn't pulsating. It changed the color.
I think the bottom of this is just black.
Yeah,
blacked out.
But yeah, those look like those Tiffany Black Air Force Ones.
These are fucking fire, doggy. Yeah. I like them a lot. So, Shannon, I'm sorry, Shannon, go ahead. So they breathe through sphericals.
Yeah, and then their heart, they're multi-chambered. The bugs you were talking about specifically before have a 13-chambered tubular heart. And that's
tubular?
Like,
whoa.
Isn't there a Wu-Tang thing with 13 chambers?
That's 36 chambers. Yeah, but
our chests have 4, and there's 9 members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Thank you.
Ah, there we go.
You know what? I'm really glad we had you here today.
I thought it was their combined credit score.
Jesus.
Go ahead. Is that it? There's no more information about these bugs, Shannon?
What else do you want to know? I looked up hearts and lungs.
Brains. do they have brains?
Bug brains.
Okay, so they have 2 brains.
What?
This bug you're talking about before, they have 2 brains, one inside their skulls, and a second, more primitive brain that is back near their abdomen. Pheromones.
We've all been known to think with that abdomen brain, huh?
My more primitive abdomen brain. They are just like us.
Been there.
Yeah, of course bugs have brains because there's that zombie fungus that drives bugs.
Yeah.
It's been a week there one night.
Look at that, Shannon. We find out something new every day. So yeah, you know, maybe we shouldn't torture cockroaches because they feel. Do they feel it?
I know.
Can they feel pain?
No, they can't feel for pain. They're too stupid.
All
they can do is gross you out.
Right.
No, I'm not kidding. Pain. If I kill,
they
got
to figure out ways to do that.
It actually will gross me out for like eating for like a good like 45 minutes probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an escargot.
Like you stepped on a grape.
I'm not upset.
No,
I'm not upset. I'm just like,
there's people that think trees scream when you cut them down. There's like a way to monitor it, and they express something.
There is sort of a
they express pain in their own way. I had snails this past weekend. We went to a French restaurant and had escargot.
Yeah.
Which is fucking
snails?
Yeah. How'd you like that?
I've had it before. This is actually the best time I've ever had it because I had it with a little bit of bread. Usually when I just take it with and I'll just grab it on a fork and fucking pop it in. And you get similar to like a mussel or to like an oyster, you have to like get through like in your head like what it is.
Yeah.
But with this, I put it on a little fucking soft piece of French bread and then pop that in. It was fucking delicious.
My question with escargot is escargot good or is just butter awesome?
No, that's what it is. It's the butter and the garlic and the flavoring and the sauce that they put it in. You know, I don't know the flavor of a snail. I don't even know what it would be.
Well, there's that Ben Affleck movie where he goes, fun fact. When they make snails, because he has all these snails, he goes, when they make it, they have to starve the snail to death so the abdomen empties because otherwise it would poison you. So they have to starve it to death first.
Oh, really?
Fun fact, what
kind of trial and error have men been through to know this shit?
But everything, though, every food that's out there, like, we're like primitive man. Like, at what point do you just start putting shit into your mouth and going, like, let's see what happens here? And at what point do your friend die and you go, like, well, I'm not just putting random shit into my mouth. The trial and error of thousands and thousands and thousands of years to like get to the point where we have like crazy culinary creations. You go to like some fucking restaurant, some like fancy place, and they're like doing all this shit. And you're like, we came from literally being like an ape in the woods, like grabbing dirt off the ground and shoving it into our mouth to the point where
we tried it without the shell.
But do you think that guy would find like today's fast food appetizing, or would he probably look at that like?
Wreck his body and like he couldn't handle it.
But I mean, do you think he could even get it down? Do you think it would be appetizing?
Like if a Neanderthal, we were to like, you know, Encino Man, right? We get it. We unfreeze would a fucking like anthem. Would he be like? Would he be like, this is the fucking bomb? Or would this? I think this is actually a scene in Encino Man.
But I think they made him like
it. I'm 99% positive this is a scene in Encino Man. I know it's a scene in whatever the movie about the guy finds an angel and then he starts fucking this angel, right?
Oh, like, City of Angels, Nicolas Cage, that one.
Was it Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage gave up his angeldom to fuck with Meg Ryan.
No. This is a guy finds an angel. Some fucking angel falls from heaven, some hot bitch, maybe Daryl Hannah. I'm thinking Daryl Hannah, but maybe I'm also confusing Splash right now. But she's a fucking angel. And then I remember there's a scene where he gives her like fast food. He's like, oh, you got to eat. And then she grabs the burger. She goes to take a bite of it, but she squeezes it, and it looks like it's opening its mouth at her, and she starts freaking out and screaming. It's the only scene that I remember. And she's like, aah!
Yeah, right.
She had to pull that scene up right now.
Dave, I know you don't do this on purpose. Do you pronounce Nicholas with a G?
Do I?
You Nicholas? Make it sound like the kind Nicholas? Of neighborhood you want to move to.
Nicholas Cage.
That's an Artie Lang joke.
Is it?
A punchline is a Nicholas Cage. I forget exactly what it is. I don't know what the setup for it was, but I remember he used to say that on CERN all the time.
So if we can expand on our own stupidity. At a certain point when we were cave people, we could eat raw meat. And now that would kind of fuck us up, right?
Exactly.
Who was the person that figured out, shit, if you set this shit on fire, because was it a this makes you less sick, or hey, you know, if you set that on fire, it tastes way better?
No.
The first guy that grabbed some salt and went like, yo, like how good was it the first time he salted a piece of fucking.
The original salt bay.
Yeah, fucking on a brontosaurus leg.
But we only started cooking shit because we wouldn't finish it, because you can only eat a fresh kill for a little bit. After that, the shit starts to rot and do all weird shit, and then we cook that
out.
But
I bet you back in the day, our bodies could handle the bacteria in a much different way. So I know, like, certain animals, they can eat, like, just rot. Like, lions can eat, like, rotting meat. Like, all these
animals. I still have all that.
We only started cooking meat so that we could sell old meat.
Yeah.
I could eat any old thing, things with mold on it. I have the same Athletic Greens, like jug that I haven't washed in like fucking 6 months. It does nothing to my body. I can handle all that stuff.
My air fryer.
You gotta keep your body intact.
Okay, my air fryer gets washed once every.
Never let it get comfortable.
My air fryer gets washed once every 12 uses, maybe.
Exactly.
And it's just like a thick crust of salted meats that are always on it.
Yeah, that's flavoring.
I feel like it's flavoring. I really do.
And you never let yourself get comfortable. You know what I mean? You let your body know that we're working today.
It's very true. Yeah. Very true.
I used to be that way. And fuck, I've been dating a fucking Latina girl that's clean as fuck for the past couple of years, so I'm like, oh shit, yeah, things are better when they're clean.
You just got Fabuloso on everything.
You're like, excuse me, where's the green stuff on the bread?
Yeah, dude, that's my chick is super like clean around the house, which I love having. Like, it just makes you have like good habits. I just never had that before. I was always leading the dance with all the girls that I've dated, so it was like I would like make girls that I dated
better.
No, I would make them slobs.
Yeah.
I would like, and they were just willing to like let me like lead.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How many runs through do you give a coffee cup before you wash it? A mug.
Well, a wash or a good rinse?
I use it for the day and then I'm done with it.
I'm the type of person, I know I'm putting coffee back in it, so I'm never really washing it. Yeah, someone's got to make me do it.
We got one per season.
A good rinse.
A good rinsing, yeah.
I got a dishwasher though, so
I feel like the coffee gave it a good rinsing.
I mean, yeah, the main ingredient is coffee is water. So.
Sort of a self-perpetuating system. It's
like, all right, this is one that I always say.
A self-cleaning system, like a pussy.
If you use a pot and all you do with that pot is boil water, do you still gotta wash it?
No.
Well, wash
it's cleaner. It's cleaner than it was before I use it.
100% cleaner than
boiled water.
Yeah. And this is another one, and no one ever agrees with me, but if...
Before I dated this chick, I would wash my sheets, like...
Yeah.
I seen that argument taking place on the internet, and I was just like, whoa. That's,
yeah.
People are like, half the side's like, we should wash them every week, and other people is like, ew, gross, you wash them every fucking 2 weeks, and I'm like, yo.
Yo, I would wash my sheets.
I'm not even one of the options.
it was crazy. Like, there was times, like, they'd be like... I mean, they'd be hanging off my bed with like just stains and dirt, and then underneath the mattress was all stained up and fucked up with blood stains.
Yeah,
it was like a murder scene, dude. You know when the cops went down to Jeffrey Dahmer's place and saw the bed that they ignored? That was cleaner than my average fucking mattress.
There are 20s. Girls have their mattresses so wrapped up in so much shit. You're like, you know what? I'll take your used unmattress because they've never been on it.
I didn't even know. In my mind, I was like, well, how do you avoid getting period stains all over your mattress? I didn't even know mattress covers existed.
Yeah.
I just thought, I was like, wow, that's just what happens. Like, you don't fuck with your period. What is happening?
And it seems so weird because they're so tiny. How are they getting that shit on and off the bed?
Yeah, doggy. They really do bleed.
And you think
a lot.
That's the only blood on my bed? I wish it was just period.
Yeah, I mean, I used to just be such a fucking slob.
I had a broken window that the window got smashed in my room, and it took me about 3 months to clean it up.
Yeah.
Well, I feel this way, though. If I use a knife to cut a fruit or vegetable, there's no need to wash it because the residue's healthy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It smells better.
That's how you end up like old Jewish body. They've been like, you know, wash your Swiss Army knife between things. It's like, okay, well, now you're getting the bacteria out of your body.
Yeah, you need to. That's healthy bacteria. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
It helps you.
Healthy bacteria.
Yeah, that's why you need a chick. You need a gal in your life. Unless you're like a particularly clean dude, which I don't know any guys who are like just not slobs. Not in this, like nobody became a comic
like
to
Justin
not
just
be a
came
slob.
Through, so he's pretty
Justin's clean. Not a slob. You're right. Justin's not a slob. Justin's There's a little bit of a metrosexually type of a vibe. Ralph's not a slob.
Also, if you're going to be like moving into your 40s and like kind of single dude, being a slob like really starts to be not a good look.
No, I'm clean and organized, but I've recently come to, that's because of my background in math. And it's just organizing your thoughts and getting rid of shit that you don't need. That's the only reason why I'm clean. It's
your
just
background
like,
in math?
Yeah, I got a degree in math. So like just from
that
years of putting
just math?
Shit. Math.
They used to make him do math if he didn't clean his house.
You have a
I got
bachelorette
a degree in math and economics.
In math?
I got two of them. Yeah.
It's like that's math? Not a real, you can't get a degree in math. Just math.
Call it a bachelorette.
Yeah, I did.
You know where his goes.
The girl's one.
Yeah, it's a girl degree. It's a bachelorette.
It's a bachelorette. Math is a very girly subject.
That's
so
funny. The bachelorette degree.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know you can get a degree.
Like a degree
in
social service.
Yeah, it's the core of everything. Like I should be doing insurance and actuary work or guessing weather patterns and shit like that, but I don't want to do that shit. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Or just
actuaries. That sounds like the worst job in fucking history.
Yeah, it's literally like, all right, if this asshole wants insurance, what are the calculations that he's going to cash out and what do we need? Yeah, I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking nightmare. It sounds like worse than like a manual labor job.
Okay, but here's the twist ending. He's saying that's why he's clean.
Yeah.
Okay, here a little twist. I actually have a very, very similar degree. Not clean. So riddle me that.
I don't know. Did you show your work? Did you have to show work?
What's your degree?
Like I legitimately have a math economics degree.
Stop saying you have math degrees. You guys are pissing me off.
We did talk about that
before.
Yeah.
We had this conversation. It's essentially economics, but not in commerce. Like it's a social sciences degree because it's math.
Right.
Faculty. Yeah. Mm. So I know what he's talking about, but I don't know the second part where he's like been.
No, you're right. Yeah, because I think about some of my professors were. I go to their office and I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. You know what I mean?
I wasn't at my professor's office like that.
Both of my parents were hoarders.
You were looking for that extra credit.
Both of my parents were hoarders. So that shit fucked with me to the point
you
where
you had border parents?
Yeah.
Now like, we're talking. Getting somewhere.
If there's anything that doesn't even get used within like a week and a half in the trash, it goes.
Yeah. I like having a minimalist type of thing. I hate fucking holding on to things. I hate papers cluttering everything up. I just fucking right in the trash.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
We've been dating for 3 months. I'm a minimalist just in the trash.
But I'm getting older now. Dude, I like just fucking taking the garbage bag, fucking wrapping it up, bringing it out back, putting in new garbage, whatever the process is, that man shit, doggy, it just feels good. And I'm
wearing a tool belt.
I've never felt that way before. I've never enjoyed doing like chores around the house or things like that. This is a weird like new time in my life where I'm like, I'll be emptying the dishwasher and I'm like, this is fucking satisfying.
Look at me.
Yeah, like a fucking real adult.
Yeah,
it's a wild way
just taking like a trolley and putting it under people's cars that aren't yours just to get the feeling of it.
Because what happened to Lewis is like Spanish dudes, when they hit a certain age, they have to make a path. And it's either become like an old man that plays dominoes or become an old white Republican. So there was just a day where one day Lewis woke up and in his robe had a cup of coffee and like stood on the lawn and just like looked at his lawn.
I can water this.
I'm going to be white.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love there's something weirdly satisfying about like putting together a piece of furniture, which I never liked doing shit like that. I'll pay people to do that
this
all the time.
Crazy talk.
No, dude, not for that. I swear to God, I put together a fucking, what do we put together? Oh, the pool loungers, which is like a thousand fucking pieces. I thought it was going to take forever. And then we started drilling things. I fucking finished it. I was like, God damn, you know what? That was really, truly satisfying.
All your Latino ancestors are looking down on you like he's finally found
He's
it.
Finally done it.
Yeah. Also called pool loungers.
But yeah, I'm, you know, I'm excited about just fucking being a fucking adult, you know? For a long time, no, I really didn't. Like, I didn't do it. I had a cleaning lady for a while, and I would just, like, I would
That's
just...
That's an adult thing.
Not really.
Not really.
Not the way that I would do it. Yeah. Like, I would, like, they'd be coming on Monday, and I'd be like, you know what? This place isn't dirty enough, and I started knocking shit over because I felt like I was wasting the money on a cleaning person. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I would just start leaving shit. Like, it was just, I don't know, whatever. I'm turning a corner in my life. Maybe I'm just becoming older and more mature. I have no idea, but I just fucking like being in a nice, clean fucking place, and that meant nothing to me when I was a young man at all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, dude. I started going to the doctor like a few years ago. First time in 13 years, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And I was like, I didn't know what we were going to find in there. But, you know.
You think they're going to, like, when you go to the doctor for the first time after that, we all do. Everyone has the same story. Everyone stops going to the dentist and the doctor for all of our 20s, right? We're like, we're not doing that. I'm not going to the dentist. I'm not going to the doctor. I don't want to know.
Dude, I went
a few STD
times.
Tests at free clinics every couple of years.
That's all I was worried about.
Or your raw dog checks and you're like, are you clean now? Are you good?
Yeah.
And that, the STD test for years was simply raw dogging a chick and going like, all right, let me wait and
she
see.
She goes to the doctor all the time.
If she comes back and says anything.
Right.
Like, I think I'm clean. Yeah. She didn't say nothing.
You just wait for one of your more responsible friends to fuck.
Yeah.
And then something happens. Everyone, after 12, 13 years, you go back to the doctor for the first time and you're waiting for them to tell you you have cancer or something else. And then every time you find out, you're like, oh, dude, I'm literally the healthiest version of myself. Because the doctor's talking, like, I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, oh, you're great. You got to take some vitamin B12. But that was like literally it. I thought he was going to be like, dude, you're dying, cancer. This is happening. This is happening. I feel like the doctor. Maybe this is a paranoid like part of me. Doesn't it kind of feel like a scam?
That's 100%.
Absolutely. Especially
dentist
now,
is even more
this motherfucker doesn't even want me to come in the office. He's like, we do this over the phone. Like, he'll give me any $800. Prescription or anything I want over the phone, over a Zoom call. It all gets dropped into the app. Like, it's crazy now. You know what I mean? Like,
Buddy, I have a fucking bump on my head. My chick was like, you got to get that checked out because it was bugging her. I went to the guy and he like literally grabbed it and he was like, I don't know. It's like cosmetic. Nothing. No big deal. If you wanted to get rid of it because it's like a little bump, you could do it and whatever. And he goes, yeah, but you're fine. $800.
Yeah.
It's like I literally was going to trash this guy's office. I swear to God. I was like, okay, well, at least fucking look at my dick or something else. I don't know.
Dude, I ruptured my heel in February, right? Like we all heard it pop. It was a loud pop. I didn't make it to Zach's podcast that day. Like go to the hospital and they're just like, yeah, put some ice on it. And it's like, no, you don't understand.
How much they charge
pop.
You?
I don't know. Well, no, my insurance covered it. My insurance covered it.
Oh, I don't have insurance. That's why.
Yeah. But, like, they gave me nothing. Like, I had to go to a medical supply store by my own boot just for comfort and go do my own rehab. Like, and, it, like, some...
They're assembly line workers. They're at McDonald's being like, you got a cold, you got a flu. Anything else, they're like, I don't know, dude.
Well, I remember...
Well, that was her thing. She's like, we're not going to do surgery on it. It's just going to heal on its own. But that's a scary thing to think, like... Something in my foot popped, and we're like, it's just going to heal on its own?
I think there's a lot of guesswork involved in the medical industry. I think that it is their job to get you in there, spend your insurance. It's a system where they're like, cool. They do the thing where they say, well, you need rehab, automatic rehab, no matter what. Like, I didn't need to go to rehab for my
knee. They got their hard cells, yeah.
No, it's part of the scam, right? So the reality is this. So I actually spoke to a physical therapist that was like a friend of a friend, right? And she was like, look, if you're active, she was like, go on the bike and you're fine. You don't need to go to physical therapy. She was like, they're going to have, like, if you're an old lady who's not exercising, like, they're going to have you move your leg. And like, but that is just sort of, they're like, all right, cool, here, we're going to get another few $1,000 out of the insurance company by having this guy come back over and over again. And I feel like that right there, There's a lot of those little things, right? I remember I did blood work last year. Never heard anything from the doctor. And I was like, nothing. I was like, so I followed up with him. I was like, can you just like look at my blood work? Just tell me. I was like, I think I'm dying.
Made $2,000 by doing that.
Yeah, I think I'm dying right now. And you didn't even say anything. So then he goes into it and he's like, oh yeah, you got to take vitamin B12. I was like, why am I following up with you? What was going to happen if I didn't say anything?
Right.
You know, and I just feel like they don't really give a shit. But I also feel like you start going to the doctor and then they start telling you you're dying. They start getting you on medications. And then you're like, I'm taking all these different pills and I'm doing all these different things.
I'm on PrEP. I'm trans.
All right. Yeah. Tell me if I fucked up here. I don't have dental. So I try to go to a dentist, right? They told me all the shit needed to be done and they wanted like thousands of dollars and they kept calling me. When do you want to start? When do you want to start? I'm like, hold on, back off, right? So then I went to one of those like fucking student dentistry school things. Like, let me just see what they say. You know what I mean? Like, they're here working with the guy. He's not going to look at my mouth. And what they said, like, you need to get this done. There's no way a dentist is going to look at my mouth while training a student and go, like, we don't feel like doing that. They didn't say anything that these people told me they needed $2,000 for.
Yeah, of course.
I just kept going to the school after that. Course. Like, they told me some things, but they didn't tell me anything that those people
said. They're trying to make money, and I think they suggest certain things. Like my dentist right now, they're like, oh, yeah, you need a root canal. And I'm like, they're like, oh, it's this tooth. And I'm like, that's not the tooth that's really causing me pain. And I was like, this tooth is causing me pain. Like when I drank something really cold, I was like, not this one. And then they're like, but I ended up canceling the root canal because I was concerned that they were going to do it to the wrong tooth. And I was like, they're just trying to fucking make their money.
And you go, what happens if I don't do it? They go, well, you know, I don't know. They don't really have a good answer.
I asked them, I was like, can you just knock all the teeth out of my head and give me false teeth?
Yeah. Gold.
And she was like, no. And I was like, why not? I was like, that seems like it's so much better. If I could just take my teeth out at the end of the night, put them in a fucking jar, let them soak. Put them back in the next day, fresh breath, nice white teeth.
Yeah.
Give the guy a gummer, yeah.
But they don't make any money from you that way. I asked my doctor in February, I want to get a vasectomy. My first consultation appointment isn't until July. So they still left me with so many months to splooge and chicks and fuck up my life.
That's a problem.
I'm like, if I say I want a vasectomy, get me in here now. Why wouldn't you want to get me off the streets?
I've been getting really careless lately, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting real careless, yeah. Boys.
That's why I'm getting.
That's
my
why you gotta stick the dude's ass. So
I go ahead and
listen. Jesus. I'll tell you right now, I have been dancing in the streets.
Yeah, man.
Pray, baby.
We'll see what happens. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to shoot some blanks out here.
This morning, she's like, my boobs hurt. I think I'm gonna get my period. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, you gotta get a popping IUD in there, man.
No, I don't think she wants to do that.
Right. That's why I'm gonna go ahead and get the snip and just let us all live a good life.
You need
to
do it when she's sleeping.
Yeah, I just need to personally do it. No, she wants kids. She doesn't fucking. I just want kids right now, but she wants kids, so I can't get snipped.
She doesn't want James?
No.
I always think that a lot of the people, most of the people that I know that had kids pretty early, they like did it again. They did a second round.
You gotta get round two. Yeah, you gotta figure it all out.
I did round two.
I gotta fix it. I gotta fix it. I fucked things up with my first.
You did both rounds.
My kids are 18 and 12, dude. I'm out the game, man. Fuck that. If I start over now, that would be so. And I have cousins who've done that. I know so many dudes in the neighborhood that
you could start again in 40 years.
Fuck nah. I'm not gonna be that guy with kids 18 years apart. That's insane.
Ten. My son's 10.
The uncle is younger than them.
My son's 10. It'll be, you know, if I had to guess, a couple years before if I were going to have another kid, right? But that's like a new, you know. If James didn't even call that kid his brother or sister, I would understand. I'd be like, yeah, you know, you've grown.
But that's creepy. There's just like this older guy that walks around that is like,
that was me. I was the older
you have, younger siblings?
Yeah. I have a brother that's like 7 or 8 years younger than me. Then I have like step siblings that are like 15. I was the weird guy that like lived in Toronto when everyone had a family.
That is weird, dude. It's just some man that comes around.
I was literally some man that was in a band that would just come around the family.
That's your brother. Yeah.
Dude, I helped my dad move his new family into their house. And I just remember my stepmom, they didn't unpack the fucking like dressers.
Mm-hmm.
So they just took, they like filled the dressers and then handed me each drawer to bring in the house, and she just handed me a drawer full of little girl panties
to bring in the house.
Like, what is it, my birthday?
And my only thought was, what if I put all of them on, just every pair on, and then walk in the house and go, work smarter, not harder. And I'd never have to come back here again.
I've had thoughts like that once. There was a girl who, she was like, I was dating a girl. This was her cousin's wife's daughter. Very, very extended family, but it was always weird because she had a little brother that they would always shower with gifts and all these family things. So when we go shopping, we're going shopping for the little cousin. I'm like, I feel bad. It's like an 11-year-old girl that, you know, you got to get her a gift also. And we're like, oh, you want to look around for it? And then we're walking. It's just like this weird, like, juvenile underwear section. And that thought goes to my head, like, yeah, what if I were to just pop up on Christmas Eve to this, like, extended girl? Like,
here's some panties, baby.
Like, what is that like? Do I ever get to come back? Am I, like, does the relationship end? Like,
that's how you get into the game.
All right, listen, boys, we gotta wrap this one up. lots of fun. That 1,000th episode.
Woo! Come see me in Tampa, San Diego.
Luke, sincerely, thank you so much, man. 1,000 episodes. I love you, man.
Love you, man. Yeah, so happy to be doing
congrats,
the show.
Boys.
Thank you very much. We've been doing the show for a really long time. Me and Zach, the original Real Ass Dudes, the original Real Ass Podcast. So thank you guys for supporting the show for as long as you guys have. Subscribe to Guest Digital. It'll see us on the road this weekend. And thank you for supporting for as long as you guys have. We'll check you guys next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.